Welcome to Healing House with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is an international healer, speaker, teacher, and published author of her latest book, Frequencies. Share the next half hour with us as we journey to find balance of body, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. We then invite you to call in or log into our chat and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
Well, hello, everyone. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. And as always, for those of you who are in the LA area, the guest calling number is 424-258-9337. And for everyone else right here in the beautiful San Francisco, oh my gosh, it cannot be any prettier outside the Bay Area. The guest calling number is toll-free 877-697-9725. Now, producer Kina, my dear friend and partner in crime and all things fun, is off celebrating her anniversary today. And she is off and about, and I think they're supposed to be in Santa Cruz today, and they're going to be in Monterey, and just all kinds of wonderful things, and it could not happen to a more wonderful person. So if you log into the chat room, you will find she is not there. So, but you can log in anyway and chat with one another. I'll be logging in after we finish the show. So if you have any questions, comments, or concerns that you would like to address, then I will be happy to do it then. And if you would like to call in, just mark that you wish to speak to the host, which would be me, and I will go ahead and pick up your call while I'm on the air. So today's episode is If I Had a Hammer, and for those of you who are my age or older, you remember that there was the old song during the 60s, if I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. Now we're taking a different look at the hammer. We're taking a look at the tools in our emotional, spiritual, and energetic toolkit. And I've often mentioned tools before and the toolkit. And I thought I'd go into a little bit more detail on that, because it's really important to remember that as we go through life, as we have our experiences, each experience we have, the gift in it is that we learn a different way of being for the next time that situation comes up. Or if the tools we use were appropriate, then we have something to confirm, okay, this works. There is a saying by Abraham Maslow that says, if all you have is a hammer, then everything looks like a nail. And as I said, the goal, based on our experiences, is to be able to better navigate the future. And one aspect of that growth is our toolbox. And it is a resource for determining the best response to a given situation based on the response from the same situation in the past. And we're going to be looking at those personal toolboxes, because really, if all you have in there is a hammer, then that's going to be the response. If coming in and just kind of pounding your way through something works, okay, you know, if you have a bunch of, you know, nails to hammer, yeah, a hammer is a perfectly appropriate tool. It is not an appropriate tool if you're trying to fix a teacup. That would really create more problems than it helps. So as we look at our personal toolkits, what is it that we have that are our go-to tools? Now, some tools can be very, very specific, like an oyster fork, and that is what you use it for. And some tools are like a Swiss Army knife, where they have many, many applications. So as you look at those tools that you have, based on all the things you've learned, based on what went right, and more importantly, what went wrong, you are able to say, okay, I'm coming into this situation, it's very similar to another situation that I've had, what worked the last time? Now, let's say one of your tools is to bellow and scream at the top of your lungs until your veins protrude. Okay, that is a completely inappropriate tool when you're working with a preschool class. And it is a perfectly appropriate tool for a drill sergeant. Now, granted, I'm sure if that drill sergeant were put in front of a preschool class, he would not reach for that tool. He would probably speak with confidence, yet he would speak very gently. He would probably, you know, maybe even move himself into a position where, you know, he's not quite so tall and imposing, because he would realize that the tool that he needed to use to get his message across, let's say, you know, they're talking about pride, or they're talking about, you know, the military, or, you know, let's say it was bring your dad or mom to work, and that person was brought in and had to explain, okay, this is what I do. I motivate people to do better, and I encourage them. Yes, he encourages them, or she encourages them, because there's a lot of female drill sergeants out there. She encourages them to do their best at the top of her lungs occasionally. And when that tool is not the appropriate tool to use, they'll use something else. Maybe they sit down with that person and have a heart-to-heart. You know what? You know, you can do this. I know you can do this. That's why I'm giving you this hard time. You can make this of yourself. And then go into that place of encouragement. As a doctor of chiropractic, I have many tools that came to me through my training. And, you know, where the tools come from can be really as varied as the types of tools. I have a whole set of tools just for my chiropractic work, which include the techniques that I've learned, the differential diagnosis that I utilize to figure out, okay, should I even adjust this person? Is it appropriate for me to treat them at this point? Do I need to send them somewhere else? Okay, if it's appropriate to treat them, then I start going through my tools of, okay, what technique would be the best for this person? What was their last experience with chiropractic? I need to use my tools of figuring out, okay, I've figured out that I'm going to take care of this person. Now I've got to figure out the best way, and one of those is to talk to the person. Find out what their experiences have been. Well, I was adjusted that way, you know, a million times and it didn't work. Okay, I need to be able to work around that. So one of the tools are the skills that I know. Another tool is the ability to ask questions that will help me figure out what I need to do in order to meet the goal that we both have of this person feeling better. Now, if I look at the tools that I use when I'm doing counseling with someone and they're talking to me about things, what are the tools that I need there? My ability to listen effectively and completely to that person, to really listen to all of them. I'm not just listening to the words they say. I'm using my tools of observation. What is their body telling me? What are their, you know, how are they holding themselves? Are they holding themselves tight? Are they holding themselves open? So I'm going to tap into that particular tool set. I mean, it's sort of like, you know, there's the big toolbox, and it's divided up into sections. What drawer do I need to pull out that has the tools in it that I need for this particular job? I may not be as, you know, focused clinically when I'm dealing with someone's emotions as I would if I were looking at them structurally. Okay, if this person just came out of a car accident, yes, my first way of going through it and creating my diagnosis, which is what I will use to create the treatment plan, I'm going to look at them structurally. That's going to be one of the main things. Then I'm going to look at them, where are they emotionally? Where are they in the recovery and in the trauma of what happened? Sometimes there's just minor, oh, well, you know, I got into a fender bender and I'm a little bit, you know, my neck's a little bit tight, but I'm okay. Others, maybe the car flipped several times. Maybe someone was hurt. Maybe it triggered up an old fear that is going to affect how effective I am. So, you know, I will look at all those things. Now, if I'm working with somebody spiritually or doing energetic work with them, working them through an emotional process or a spiritual process, I'm not going to look at the body primarily. I will look at that from the view of, okay, what is their body posture telling me about where they are emotionally? But my tool set is going to primarily start off with, okay, where is this person's spirit? So it really depends on the job. Many of my tools cross over in most of what I do. I have very few tools that are specific to only one application. And I find myself really much more comfortable with that. And while I do have certain things that it's like, okay, that is going to be the application for this particular person. Well, you know what? Maybe we need to try a few different tools. Maybe we start off with one set of tools and then we shift into another as the circumstances change. When you're dealing with people, when whatever they come up to you for, if they just come up and say, you know what, I have had a horrible day. Now, maybe they had a horrible day because they fell down. Maybe they had a horrible day because somebody disrespected them. Maybe they had a horrible day because they were expecting something really cool and didn't get it. So the first tool to pull out is, you know, are you going to just like, well, for God's sakes, you need to suck it up. Other people have worse days than you. And coming from that viewpoint, well, yes, there are certain situations where a bucket of cold water and, oh, for God's sakes, you know, suck it up, that can be applicable. And is that tech really the first tool that you reach for? It depends on the circumstance. It depends on how well you know the person. It depends on your relationship. You want to help them use their tools better. You want to help them figure out, oh, okay, I'm in this state of mind, and I remember the last time I was in this state of mind, it spun out, but I was able to recover with this. So as you use your tools, it should be about helping other people to use theirs. My job as a doctor is not so much to be, okay, I've messed myself up, you fix me. It is to help the person to feel empowered enough to be able to say, you know what, if I make a couple of lifestyle changes, my alignment will be able to stay where it needs to be. So for me, it's about helping other people to expand their toolkit. So their response to things isn't always the exact same thing. Now, there are some folks who they seem to do okay for a while, then all of a sudden, no matter what, everybody is being mean to them, and they can't deal with it, and it spins them out. And being able to just kind of sit with somebody who's going through that, I mean, yeah, they can do their pity party for a while, depending on how long you want to agree to give them their pity party. And to reach a place where, you know, maybe they're taking a breath because, you know, how some people can just, like, seemingly just go on, and it's like watching somebody circular breathe while playing the didge. It's like, wow, they haven't actually taken a breath, and we're 20 minutes into this conversation. I find that amazing. And ultimately, somewhere they take a breath. And at that point when they're, you can get in, you know what? I really am sorry that you're going through what you're going through. How can we get this turned around? What can I help you with that you've come to me, and I really appreciate that? What can I help you with to be able to help you feel like you're in control of this situation? When an action move comes in, when people are able to say, oh, well, I mean, you know, what you can do, well, I just need to be listened to right now. I just need to vent. That's not a problem. Venting is one of the tools in the toolkit. Now, is it the only tool? Or should it be? No. Because if the person vents, oh, well, okay, I feel better. from venting. Well, that's great. So what is the action step? What needs to happen for that particular scenario not to affect the person in the same way? They can figure out how the next time that that stimulus comes up, how can we change the response? Now it's very easy to go back into the old tools that you were used to. And maybe those tools were given to you as a child. Maybe those tools came about because you watched the adults in your life, how they responded to stress, how they reacted. And maybe that is the tool that you carry because it's become the norm. It's become the reflex. Well, if something comes up, I'm going to scream until everybody agrees with me. Those types of tools are usually the ones that come from childhood. Now, maybe there is a situation that that tool is appropriate. My tool that is better left moved to the back of the toolkit and just left alone, because there are other ways to deal with the situation. Some people just turn on themselves. Oh, you know, they disrespect me, therefore I'm stupid, I'm not worth anything, because if nobody treats me like I'm worth anything, then I'm not. Well, that is a tool, and I cannot think of any place good that that tool goes. And that's another tool that really needs to be just kind of wrapped up, you know, appreciated. Because it's like, wow, that's an old one. You know, when you go across and you find these really old tools and they're rusted shut, and it's like, wow, I remember when I used to use that. But you don't need that tool anymore because you've got cool new tools. And it is a challenge to really get in the pattern of utilizing the new tools that really work better for you. There's a saying that a good habit is difficult to initiate, but easy to live with. And a bad habit is easy to initiate and difficult to live with. So as you look at what are the patterns in your life, what are the responses that your normal go-to responses? If you're someone who really has a hard time envisioning a happy life because there's all these really hard things that are happening, okay, what is the tool that you're using to respond to them? Maybe a different tool is needed if you keep using that tool and getting a result that does not make you happy, that doesn't achieve the goal. If you got all the tools lined up to build a coffee table and you're actually trying to rebuild an engine, those tools don't match up with your goals. Take a look at the tools that you have. I mean, it runs the entire gambit. There's a full spectrum of tools, from prayer and spirituality and positive affirmations and looking to the universe in whatever way you envision it, in whatever religion, religious belief, philosophy, whatever. When you go to that higher source and you tap into that higher self, okay, I'm faced with this situation, and I'm going to pray on it. If I don't have any other way of dealing with it, I'm going to ask for help from my friends. I'm going to let them know I'm struggling, and I'm going to deal with it in these positive ways that will help me learn what I want to learn and move forward. That's on one end of the spectrum. And then on the other hand, you know, on the other end of the spectrum, we have, you know, maybe you go out and get drunk. Or maybe, you know, you go with medications, which, you know, there's nothing wrong with medications as long as they're properly applied. If they're improperly applied just in order to create numbness, then that's an issue and you need to speak with whoever gave you the medications about figuring out a way to manage that better. Is taking out your aggravations on other people. Maybe somebody cut you off or your boss yelled at you, and you go home and scream at your spouse or yell at your kids or, you know, destroy something at home. That's technically, you know, a legitimate tool? And does it get you the goal? Does it help you become a happier individual? Take a look at the tools that you use and think, all right, does this particular tool get me the goal? First, figure out what your goal is. If your goal is to be able to wallow in misery or to feel sorry for yourself, then, hey, if that's your goal, there are many tools that will get you there. And you could always go find your codependent friends that are willing to just let you go and say what you want and do what you want and never try to encourage you to go, you know what, okay, let's look at the part of this that's your responsibility and let's look at the part of this that you can change and let's figure out a way to create a new paradigm. But if you just want somebody who will, oh, yeah, you know, oh, this person is mean, oh, this, oh, that, and you're a total victim and just feed into that victim mentality, yeah, if that's what you're looking for, I'm sure you can find tools that will be able to create that. The question is, are those the best tools for you to use to get to your goal if your goal is, I want a better life? I want to not be worried about my relationships. I don't want to be worried about my income because when I worry about that, I get upset, I get angry, and I take it out on others. I want to feel happy in my own skin. I want gentleness in my life. So as you look at what it is you want, am I building a coffee table? Or am I rebuilding an engine? And while there may be some tools that can cross over, not many. Do I need to hammer in a nail, or am I trying to fix a teacup? Pretty much none of those tools cross over. As you look at what you want out of life, as you look at what you want out of yourself, okay? You know, maybe you want to bring your weight to a range that you are happy with, whether it's to lose weight or to gain weight. What are the tools that you can tap into on that? Well, you can tap into finding out on the internet a way of eating that works for you, that includes the foods you like. You know, the internet can be an amazing tool because it provides information. It allows us to be able to, oh, gee, I didn't know that. I mean, folks, it's got the collective knowledge of everything that's out there pretty much. Tap into that. Use that. Believe me, there's more than Facebook on the internet. And as someone who's on Facebook myself, I am totally happy with that. And you can friend me on Facebook. And that's not all that's available. You can get information that will allow you to make really good choices. Because ultimately, that's what a tool is about. It's about something that we can utilize and tap into that will help us make good choices, that bring us the things in life that we would like to have in our lives. If you want abundance in your life and you hate your job, but you can't leave your job because you can't have, you know, you can't be unemployed, okay, what tools can you tap into? Tapping into the tools of knowing people who might be able to, you know, have something. They may know somebody who's hiring in an area that you want to be in. To tap into, you know, the internet, looking for different jobs. Figure out what your goal is. It's not just to leave a job. It's about finding something that brings you abundance and that you really enjoy doing. So with that as the goal, there are certain tools that you could use to be able to help you with that. And one of the biggest tools is to be able to tap into the people around you and ask for help. That is an amazing tool. We talked about, in another episode, we talked about empathy, being able to feel what other people feel as if they're your own feelings. That is a tool that you can take out if you need it. If you need to be able to tap into that, if you can tell exactly what someone is feeling by their actions, by their words, and by their behavior, you don't need empathy because it's all right there. If someone's a little bit more closed in, you may need to use it a little bit to, you know, be able to kind of draw out what it is that they really need from you. You don't have to hit it with an axe. You can just tug it gently, maybe with like a little delicate pair of jewelry pliers. So look at what it is that your goal is, and then figure out what are the best tools for you to be able to utilize. Because it's all about meeting your goals, making your dreams come true, and being able to know which tools you can use very well by yourself or which tools you need somebody else's help with. If you're trying to use one of those big saws, those big two-man saws that, you know, they show like on the lumberjack shows and on the old movies, and you got two guys and, you know, and one person's on one end, one person's on the other, and they're pulling back and forth, I think I can say with a fair amount of certainty that trying to use that tool by yourself would not be anywhere near as productive. Some tools are designed to have somebody on the other end being able to help us with it. So figure out, first, what is it that you want to achieve? What is your goal? Second, look at all the tools that you've got and figure out which of the tools that you have will work best to help you achieve your goal on that particular project. Building a coffee table or rebuilding an engine? Hammering in a nail, or fixing a teacup. Then once you figure out what tools that you need that are appropriate to this project, then figure out which of those tools do you need somebody else with. What is a two-man tool? If you're lifting something, the best way to do it is to have two people lifting together. And then figure out, okay, who are the ones who will help me with these particular tools and to manage them in the best way. All you have is a hammer, and everything looks like a nail. If all you have are the same old tools that never quite worked well and didn't get you the results you wanted, but you keep using them anyway, well, the definition of insanity, or one of them, is to do the exact same thing and expect a different result. You've earned your tools. With each and every challenge that you've faced, tools went into your toolkit. All you have to do now is just become conscious. Choose the right tool for the job, and you'll be amazed at how much you can build it. So I thank you for joining me. Once again, I wish, and I hope each one of you wish a happy anniversary to producer Kina. She'll be back with me next week. And in the meantime, use your tools. Enjoy life. Set goals that please you. Because really, we don't have a whole lot of time in the big scheme of things. So make the most of what. If you'd like to learn more about me, or contact me, you can go to my website at www.thehealing-house.com. And if you are interested in having me come out and speak wherever you're at for a group, shoot me out an email at healinghouseradio@the-healing-house.com. You can follow me on Twitter, and you can friend me on Facebook. So, my friends, until next time, take care, be blessed. Oh, and for my dear friend Joy in London, wish you everything and great healing and wonderful fun with your daughter visiting. So, in the meantime, I wish all of you a wonderful day and a wonderful life. This is Dr. Eileen at Healing House Radio. Take care and blessings.